A few New York State forest rangers have been sent to western states to assist efforts to get wildfires under control. WXXI's Noelle Evans spoke with Forest Ranger Timothy Carpenter, who has just returned from a two-week deployment to a 400,000-acre wildfire.
Now, I understand that you're assisting efforts to extinguish the bootleg fire in Oregon. What were you seeing and smelling and hearing as you were there?
Well, being on night shift, it's, you know, your situational awareness is not as sharp as it would be during the day because you're very limited on what you can see. So that brings in a whole other set of safety concerns. Fires are very dirty and dusty. So the soil out there is like a ground pumice. So it's very fine. So, you know, dust gets everywhere. So if you're driving down the road and somebody passes you or you're trying to follow somebody, visibility is terrible. And, you know, being on the line, we were doing a lot of work with bulldozers. So that's another whole set of safety issues when you have a large piece of heavy equipment like that pushing over trees, you know, cutting lines into the ground.
Could you explain a bit about just, yeah, the mechanics of actually putting out such a massive fire?
Yeah, so what we do is you try to starve the fire of its fuel. All right, so like a regular fire, structural firefighter, they try to starve the fire of its heat. They want to put as much water on that fire as they can to try to put the fire out. When you have miles and miles of uncontrolled fire line or fire edge, that's not feasible. So what we do is we create these fire breaks or control lines where we cut a line into the ground and remove all the burnable fuel from that area. So when the fire burns up to that control line, there's nothing else for it to burn. It's just mineral soil, and it puts itself out.
What resources were available for you all, and was there anything that you think was needed based on your experience?
You know, working for a Type 1 team, they tend to get a lot of the resources that they need. Unfortunately, with the uptick in fires across the whole country, resources were, I won't say they were spread thin, but they weren't as available as you might think, simply because there was so many fires going on at the same time.
Hmm. Now, I understand that you were joined with about 2,000 agencies. What were other people doing? And do you have any sense of how many were from other states or were from the federal level?
As far as other personnel, really, it's a mix of everybody throughout the whole United States. I mean, some of the other safety officers that were there when I was there were from Alabama, from Georgia, from Washington. Really, it's quite a mix of people that come together and fight these fires.
Now, is there anything else that you'd like to add that we might not have touched on? Any reflections that you'd like to share?
You know, we may not get 400,000 acre fires here in New York, but the experience that the rangers get and the other staff that are sent out, that is knowledge that we bring back to the state that helps us manage our incidents here in New York.
Okay. Tim, thank you so much for talking with me and for going out and doing this service for the nation and for contributing these skills and talents that you have towards this cause. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.